Now, one of the reasons that we are chatting with Martin twice this week, on Monday, we wanted to do a preview of a grand opening that happened, just last night.
It was, and thank you for providing. I think that gave a little bit of inspiration for parents and grandparents and kids to say, can we go? And it was a filled event. It was just a wonderful event. I was a little out of my element. I was looking for the crokinole board, but
when they shuffleboard,
I know when they put that remote in my hand, I started to shake a wee bit. But just a great partnership, you know, with the Government of Canada. John Nader, thank you for being there. They provided money through the Building Safer Communities Fund. eNorth Media was there, and the City of Stratford. What a partnership. So many great things can happen through partnerships, you know, not only on providing of the service side, but providing of the funds. And, you know, I think some people say, well, gee whiz, you know, who's providing these funds? Well, we have some great partners through eSports and the federal government that have come through for us. Just a reminder, it's in the same building as the U Center that's above, it's the former Bingo Hall, which is above the Market Square. In the school year, during the school year, it'll be a great after-school program that ties together the U Center and the eSports. It's during the summer, it's open from Monday to Friday, 3:30 to 8:30, Saturdays 10 to 8:30, Sundays 11:30 to 5:30. And a reminder, and I think some people might be a little concerned about youth being
online, if you will, or on computers,
yeah, thank you,
that sort
on
of
computers.
Thing?
People under 12, thank you, Jamie, under 12 are accompanied by adults. So it is a great service. It was amazing to see the youth and even mums and dads sitting beside them getting schooled up by their kids. And a huge thank you to Director Wolf and Darcy Drummer for all that our community services does to offer activities, safe activities, to youth and to everybody in our community. So a great evening, and thanks for allowing me Monday to come in and just promote a great event.
Oh, there you go. And again, new and innovative, and fully monitored too.
Fully monitored, a safe space for youth to be, whether it's in the youth center aspect or the eSports. It's fully it's safe and a welcoming space.
All right. Well, we've been talking about computers and what have you. Let's go to the other side of things, if you will, with some cybersecurity tips.
Yeah, just a reminder that, you know, cybercrime doesn't take a break during the summer months. It's important to stay alert for summer-themed scams. You know, I remind listeners to be aware of emails or messages promoting vacation deals, travel bookings, or ticket events. You know, always verify the sender and avoid clicking suspicious links. I know at the city, we're constantly reminded of this. I think it's prudent to remind our residents as well. A reminder that if it sounds too good to be true, it likely is. And so if you suspect something fraudulent, please and Darren Fisher from Police Services will share this, please alert the Stratford Police. Personally, I found just simple things like, you know, updating my password. Those are just simple things that we can do with regards to cybersecurity.
Okay, thank you for that. Water and sewer warranty program, news on this.
Yes, and I bring this forward because just recently, again, residents from the city were concerned about a letter that they had received, and they thought it was some sort of a bogus, you know, reach out. And it was around water and sewer warranties. Back in 2022, council did approve that the city offer, like 70 other municipalities, an opportunity for residents to get warranty on the services that go from the curb to their house. And so council did approve that. under the guidance of our water services. There is that warranty that can be purchased. I remind individuals, if they're interested in this, you can reach out to the city of Stratford, respond with through the letter, but also check with your own insurance provider. There might be insurance that they provide, but once again, this is a warranty that's provided for the piping that comes from the curb into your house. And so it's not a scam. It's a program that's been in place. I know we spoke about this in 2023 as well. So I'm glad people brought it to the attention to verify that it was legitimate. And once again, if you want to learn more, go to the city's website, www.stratford.ca, for more information. And a reminder, once again, if you're concerned about suspicious activities, contact the police and or the city of Stratford.
All right. And gosh, it is summertime in Stratford. We have Stratford Summer Music that kicks off this Thursday and runs for the next 4 weeks. And Here For Now Theater continuing.
We have so many local performing arts opportunities. And it's not only for tourists, which we, will welcome, but it's also for local residents. As you mentioned, Stratford Summer Music, I'll be part of that tomorrow night, that kickoff. And then I had the chance, and I didn't get a chance to the ribbon cutting of the new Here For Now Theater. And so, and this is at 24 St. Andrew Street, right across from the library. It's the former Perth County Archives. I was there for the demo, but didn't get a chance to get back for the ribbon cutting. And so I reached out to Fiona, and I was lucky enough to get a tour of this state-of-the-art, beautiful. I think it's 58 seats. It is absolutely phenomenal. The technology in it, it's just a wonderful location. And so I remind people, I believe there's 5 shows this season, and currently until July the 28th, Humor Me is on. I'm hoping to get to that. But as I've said, a big shout out to the vision of the artistic director and her team. A big shout out to the board for their vision. This is a beautiful, reuse, redevelopment of a historic site in town. And from the outside, you see Perth County Archives. On the inside, you see another great location for performing arts. So yeah. I welcome people to take advantage of those opportunities in our city that are there, like Stratford Summer Music, and once again, the Here For Now Theater.
Absolutely. And boy, here's something I did not think we would be chatting about, because it has very much been in the spotlight the past week or so, the former Elms downtown Stratford.
Well, the question for you, I'm going to flip the chair on you. What comes to mind, and I wonder what comes to mind to your listeners when you hear the word Elms.
Elms, of course. Yeah. Downtown Stratford, the restaurant that stood there for quite some time.
Yes, and it was in a location of one of our first hotels, the Albion.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and it takes up about half of that. And at some point, there was a fire involved. And then a family by the name of Elms, years upon years ago, this is, I want to say maybe early 40s, they began a restaurant, and then I believe it was owned by the Bolton family. They maintained the name. And then a gentleman from Greece, Peter Korolomis, he purchased it in the 50s, and since his passing, it was passed to his brother, and then that brother passed away and was passed to another brother, and then he passed away, it was passed to a sister, and now the sister's son, the nephew of Peter, they are the proud owners. He and his wife are the proud owners of Elms Restaurant. I was there for the ribbon cutting of the new facade, and Tall Man did an amazing job of taking a piece of art created by Carly Pierce called Sunset on Elms, mm-hmm. and taking that and the facade looks like the facade of the past.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. And once again, the interior renovation is taking place. It covers that plywood. We look across the street with the fire at Dip's Ice Cream, and that's been boarded up. But here, it just indicates to what it was and what it will be moving forward. And it just reminds us of the uniqueness of downtown Stratford when, small businesses, mom-and-pop shops can exist forever. And so as that interior renovation is taking place, I had a visit yesterday again. I have visited several times. It's like it's frozen in time. It's like I'm 17 years old and I'm going in for, an ice cream and buying a pack of darts.
Yeah. And what's amazing about Elums, now that we're chatting about this, it's something iconic about the Elums sign. For yes. everything else, it's been something about that sign that has resonated through the years and with so many people.
And that sign, because of safety, et cetera, has been taken down. But the facade, that mural there, absolutely reminds us of the sign.
Yeah, there you go. So fascinating news there.
Thank you once again to Jamie Pritchard and the BIA. Kim, you guys are doing amazing work. And to Carly Pierce, the inspiration of that mural.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Long-term care home. Let's talk about this.
And similar to what we talked about earlier, way earlier in this discussion, with regards to need of childcare spaces, we have a large shortage across the province and in Stratford with regards to long-term care beds. And council continues to address this issue. I'm going to say about 8 to 10 months ago, council did sell a city-owned property on Vivian Line to People Care. And People Care, I'm going to be attending a ceremonial groundbreaking tomorrow. And it is the project's underway, but in its completion, it will provide 288 long-term beds in Stratford. I get so many calls from either sons or daughters or seniors themselves saying, we want to stay in Stratford. We want our parents to stay in Stratford, but it's a challenge. And this will address part of that need. Again, we have a huge waiting list. If you remember, this is an extension, a big extension of what was formerly People Care on Mornington Street that was flooded. This is good news again for the city of Stratford, for our residents. It certainly ties well into our strategic and priorities and objectives around housing stability. And we are hoping by 2027 that People Care will begin inviting people, residents of Stratford and area, into a 288-bed facility. And I'm just thrilled with this because these are things that, along with childcare, people are reaching out and have reached out and saying, what are you doing about it? And this is good news.
It is great news. Now, I'm going to flip the tables. We will be talking about Across the Table in just a few moments, but let's talk about Tim Hortons Camp Day, which is happening today.
Oh, my goodness, today. And, Jamie, at some point.
Oh, he's got something here.
I'm going to bring the squeegee out. We've got a Camp Day cup there. But, yes, it is Camp Day, and I encourage people, after this interview this morning, I'm going to be over at the Huron Street location. I believe I'm squeegeeing with Constable Darren Fisher. But cleaning windows, and if you don't want them done, if you think it's going to be worse after you get it done, we'll still take a donation. So yes, let's support that today. And like I said, the dollars will go towards supporting kids that perhaps wouldn't be able to go to camp. And it's important to do that. I think camp memories for kids are some of the greatest memories that they have.
Oh, without a doubt. So that's 100% of coffee sales today. A reminder, we'll have Abby from the radio station at the Huron Street location today, 10 a.m. till noon. And Kate from the radio station will be at the Erie Street location today from 10 a.m. till noon. So
one thing is talking about camps. There are some great camps. I drove by this morning, the Art Center They're doing their arts camp on Romeo.
Right, Gallery Stratford.
That's going on. But also a shout out for the Warriors basketball camp that's going on the last week of August up at the Rotary Complex. You know, it's a great preparation as you roll into the school year, getting up and getting ready for camp, and then the next week getting ready for school. That's coming up at the end of the August. But there's another event that's coming up September the 4th.
That's right. It's Across the Table. This is a conversation between rural and urban friends. And this is all taking place at 75 Kelly's Lane, the barn, of course, for September 4th. And of course, Martin, this will be a big, big event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. And it's an opportunity to bring together 30 rural couples, 30 urban couples, and sit across the table, have a meal, and during the course of the meal, we'll rotate people so they sit across and share urban challenges and urban concerns. I get concerns with people that are right beside me on my farm when I spray my crops. What's in there? What are you doing? And so have those conversations, and equally important for our rural farmers, our men and women, to share what they're doing and why they're doing what they're doing. So I'm looking forward to this. On the rural side, Perth County Federation are navigating the invitations there. On the urban side, it's going to fall on me and CJCS Radio. I think this morning, you're going to run your magic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you go ahead with that.
That's right. So again, if you want to go, we'll take caller number 3 this time. Again, there are only limited number of spots for this. So we'll take caller number 3 right now at 519-272-1240. And we'll get you a couple of spots at this upcoming get-together for September 4th. So caller 3 right now, 519-272-1240.
And as you said, Jamie, as we're waiting for callers to come in, it is a free event. Mm-hmm. There's going to be pre-get-together with some libations, then then the meal, and then following that, we're going to be entertained by a local, Jana LaDuke, who is just in and out of Nashville. Just an amazing artist who I've known forever. I remember her as a kid, but just doing great work in the country scene. And so we'll be entertained by Jana LaDuke. I'm looking forward to this conversation. And as I mentioned previously, let's talk more and argue less.
All right. Again, third caller through, 519-272-1240. A chance at a spot at Across the Table for September 4th at 75 Kelly's Lane. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma. Martin, enjoy the squeegeeing today.
I will. I'm looking forward to... I'm hoping I don't leave a bigger mess than what you find your car window to start. So thank you, Jamie.